pastor here sees, you know, all of you have kept me busy enough to keep me from this hobby. You know, I thank you for that. You know, I don't get a chance to go out and to play very often, which is good. Because honestly, I hate the game. It's a stupid game. It's not a lot of fun. And I say, you know, but it's the only fun I have, right? And so for some reason, I still play it when I can. And recently, you know, after probably, you know, only playing once or so in the last couple of months, I had to get out and play in a couple charity tournaments. And so I went out and played recently, and lo and behold, I was home, right? Mind blown. Who would imagine I was not great? Because I haven't played in like months. And it upset me. Because you would think that I would have just magically been amazing. And I wasn't. And that was frustrating. Golf is a stupid game, okay? Because that's how it should be, right? We shouldn't ever have to play it. We should just get to go out and grab swings every single day. That's plain and simple. Right? If you don't do it, you're not going to be any good at it. Right? That's common sense. I think, okay. But then it's amazing to me how many people come up to me also and say, you know, Father, I struggle with the faith. I struggle with prayer. Like I have a relationship with God. God has abandoned me. God is not near me. God is never close to me. God never listens to me. I say, well, how is your prayer life? They say, well, I most Sundays. You are welcome, God. And I think, well, we don't get it. Because that's how we justify it. We say, I'm a pretty good Catholic. Why is God, why am I not magically great at being a disciple? He should be there for me. He should always be listening to me. Why we should always have this deep and wonderful relationship. It should be perfect. I never turn to him every day. I only turn to him when it's easy, when it's convenient, or when it's really hard in life. And I don't get why it's not perfect. Well, we already know why. Because we've made the choice. And we want to make him the dishonest judge who doesn't listen to us. And it's not. He's just the opposite. He's the one who's always listening. The one who's always there. The choice is up to us. Are we willing to turn? Are we willing to go through? Are we willing to open that relationship? Are we willing to humble ourselves each and every day? Are we making that choice? Or when time is good, when life is good, when things seem to be going our way, do we still make the time for prayer, spiritual reading, opening our Bible, or do we simply say, what's on TV? Do we get more tied up and let's see what's going on our phones? We'll wake up first thing in the morning and we say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me another breath. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this day. Or do we say, what's going on in the world and how does it impact me? My life, my wants, my needs, my desires. And then we wonder why we have no relationship with Thee, with Him. St. Paul says in Timothy's second reading, he said, be persistent no matter what. Be consistent no matter what. Each and every day, turn to the Lord. We must always make that choice. We must always make that decision. But it's up to us. It's our choice. But instead, we don't want to accept the blame. We don't want to accept the fault. We want to say, but it's God's fault. And then just like the game of golf, some people, a stupid game. And they walk away. People do the same with the faith. They turn to God occasionally, and then when God doesn't see the answer, they say, I don't need this. And they walk away. And that's why Jesus at the end said, but when the Son of Man comes again, will he even find faith on this earth? Because the Lord is always going to be there. God will always be there standing open choice is up to us. Brothers and sisters, we stop today and we honestly have to just ask ourselves, am I turning to the Lord each and every day, throughout my day, over and over again? Or have I already reprioritized my life? Have I already put other things between me and my Father's relationship? Have I already decided other things are more important? Is that why I wonder why my relationship is not that close? Am I still waiting for the day that I magically become the professional, but I'm not willing to put in the work, the effort, to continue to strive, to continue to fight? Today we come to our Lord and we say, Lord, you're always here for us. Each and every day you are present, ready, willing, and waiting. Today, Lord, let us once again say, we are your disciples, and we will choose to follow you. We will choose to pray. We will choose to be persistent. We will choose to be consistent. We will choose to say amen. We will choose to say, yes, Lord, let us be your disciples who will answer your call. Amen.